Brian Finn is here with the business news.
Audrey, thank you. Well, we're joined in studio this morning by the new president of the Society of Chartered Surveyors in Ireland. Kevin Hollingsworth is calling for a dramatic increase in the number of building control inspections carried out by local authorities. You might start by outlining the situation as it stands. Kevin, what are local authorities mandated to do and what are they achieving?
Well, currently they are only mandated to inspect minimum between 12 and 15% of buildings notified to them, which is an incredibly low amount, with some local authorities only reaching the bare minimum. You know, Dublin and Meath and Kildare obviously investing heavily in that area, up to 80%, but the large majority are only meeting that minimum requirement because they see it as just an obligation more so than a valuable exercise to protect the public.
And some are not even hitting the 12 or 15%. Why not?
Well, because of that, you know, it costs them money. Overall, the cost of all of these building control inspections is 20 million, and they only get in 5 million in funding through their fees. So it's loss making for them. So the minimum targets are just being met by some of them. And when you look in the context that the lack of building control inspections through the Celtic Tiger area has resulted in a bill to the Exchequer of somewhere between 5 to 7 billion, that it represents good value for money for the government to adequately fund the local authorities to increase those levels of inspections, particularly on high-risk buildings where multiple people sleep.
It strikes me we had issues with pyrite, there were apartment issues, mica. Might these have been caught earlier or in the process if more inspections were being carried out?
I think more inspections will always reduce the risk of any such defects being occurring, and construction is changing. It's developing. We're employing now modern methods of construction for greater speed, doing off-site creation of pod bathrooms and then being assembled on site, and with increased speed, there needs to be increased control to mitigate future issues. And some of our building control members have pointed out that with these modern method of construction, they've seen, you know, pod bathrooms and timber frames being left out in the rain and mould growing. So we could potentially be storing up future problems.
This is a particular issue because we're now hitting the required targets, 30,000 units finished last year. And if we're at that level and if adequate inspections are not being carried out, are we storing up problems for the future potentially still?
It's a real potential, and that's why we're advocating that the local authorities need the resources, they need the funding. It's not going to come from fees directly into them,
because where should it come from?
I believe it has to come from Exchequer funding, because I'm a firm believer that the government should ensure that the homes are safe for the citizens of this country. And when you look over, you know, mica, pyrite, apartment defects, there is a real financial and emotional cost of these defects to our citizens. So really need to go on the front foot and increase these levels of inspection.
Kevin Hollingsworth, President of the Society of Chartered Surveyors in Ireland, thank you very much. Indeed.